Editor. The latest immigration announcement from Ottawa clearly shows the feds are out of touch with Canadians. The current housing situation in Canada is that the country is 3 million homes short of demand. In a good year, the country builds about 200,000 to 220,000 homes. However, that will not be happening this year in 2024, more like 170,000 may be built. Let's be positive and go with 220,000 new homes annually. It will take almost 14 years to solve the current housing crisis if immigration is paused for the next decade or so. Unfortunately, within that decade, 5,283,850 will have arrived on our shores with nowhere to live according to the new immigration levels. Every time I hear the Prime Minister say he is working for Canadians, I cringe. Exactly how is this new immigration policy working for Canadians? Using the new immigration levels. It will take an additional 24 years to build homes for the new immigrants. What is the government's real goal here? I believe that the government wishes to be the only landlord in the country and make the situation so bad with so many people chasing so few places to live that we will be on the verge of social chaos and the government will run to the rescue and put everybody into their version of the Canadian dream, much like they do in Russia and China. I say to my fellow reader, go and fact-check China and Russian real estate, and you'll see how god-awful it really is. In China, there are virtually millions of empty apartments where nobody lives in them because they were never finished because the government ran out of money and discovered the people don't want to live in them anyhow. There you have it, the Liberals' version of the Canadian dream. I wish everyone good luck. Barry MacDonald.